That sense of being summoned, of being but one intuitive step from heart's desire. It felt good. His tension drained away. He fell asleep smiling. Bisand and Bowman stood watching guardsmen clear the brush from Bowman's sight. Bowman suddenly spat. "Don't burn it, you idiot! Stop him, Bisand!" Bisand shook his head. A guard with a torch backed away from the brush pile.
"Son, you don't burn poison ivy. The smoke spreads the poison."
Bowman's was scratching, and wondering why his companion was being so reasonable. Bisand smirked.
"Get itchy just thinking about it, don't you?"
"Yes."
"There's your other itch," he pointed.
Bowman saw his competitor, Men Fu, observing from a safe distance. He growled.
"I never hated anybody, but he tempts me. He has no ethics, no scruples, and no conscience. He's a thief and a liar."
"I know him, Beau, and lucky for you I do.
Let me ask you something, Bisand. Monitor, Bisand. How come you don't aggravate him the way you do me? What do you mean, lucky?"
"He accused you of resurrectionist tendencies. I don't shadow him because his many virtues include cowardice. He doesn't have the hair to recover prescribed artifacts. And I do. That little wart libeled me, with capital crimes. If I weren't an old man, he'll get his, Beau.
And you do have the guts. I've just never caught you with the inclination."
Bowman's rolled his eyes.
"Here we go. The veiled accusations."
"Not so veiled, my friend.
There's a moral laxness in you, an unwillingness to accept the existence of evil that stinks like an old corpse. Give it its head, and I'll catch you, Beau. The wicked are cunning, but they always betray themselves."
For an instant, Bowman's thought his world was falling apart. Then he realized Bisand was fishing. A dedicated fisherman, the monitor. Shaken, he countered, "I'm sick of your sadism. If you really suspected anything, you'd be on me like a snake on shit. Legalities never meant anything to you, guards. You're probably lying about Men Fu. You'd haul your own mother in on the word of a sorrier villain than him. You're sick, Bisand, you know that? Diseased, right here." He tapped his temple. "You can't relate without cruelty."
"You're pushing your luck again, Beau."
Bowman's backed down. Fright and temper had been talking. In his own odd way, Bisand had shown him special tolerance. It was as though he were necessary to the monitor's emotional health. Bisand needed one person outside the guard whom he did not victimize, someone whose immunity repaid him in a sort of validation. "I'm symbolic of the people he defends," Bowman's snorted. That was rich. That business about being retired, did he say more than I heard? Is he calling off all bets because he's leaving? Maybe he does have a sense for scofflaws. Maybe he wants to go out with a flash. What about the new man? Another monster, unblinkered by the gossamer I've spun across Bisand's eyes? Maybe someone who will come in like the bull into the corrida. And Tokar, the possible resurrectionist. How does he fit?
"What's the matter?"
Bisand asked. Concern colored his words.
"Ulcers bothering me."
Bowman's massaged his temples, hoping the headache would not come